So that was a little taste of what you can experience if you go down to the Cobalt, Vancouver's very own legendary bar, on Friday, March the 24th, and see Indications, Stutter, and that last band we heard, Dead End Drivin', with their track Human Spirit off their brand new album, A Worthwhile Endeavor. All bands, proud members of the Early Onset Records family. Pick up Volume 1 if there's still albums available, and then get your money down for Volume 2, and you will get yourself a copy of Indications, brand new album. It's called Indications. It's pretty cool. It's also available now. 12 songs that can be in your ear holes on delicious vinyl, but just go to Spotify and save it on your playlists and put it in all the things. Have you guys sent your tracks to Russian Tim to put in the Vancouver Punk List?
Not yet, but I mean, it did just go live.
Tim!
Like 45 minutes ago.
Tim, I want it on the Vancouver playlist. I need it in my ears, please. Thank you.
Please, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. I like your hair. It's very blonde and spiky.
Hi, Tim.
You were listening to Rad Radio. I gotta do the station IDs all the time, I'm sorry. On CGSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live out of Burnaby Mountain. I am Johnny Bones, and I've been hanging out here with Ty and Bri of Indications for the past 38 minutes and 30 seconds now. They are playing their album release show on Friday, March the 24th, and then you guys are going to Kelowna to play at Runaway Lounge, is that correct?
Yes.
On the 25th?
Next day.
Very
quick
cool.
Turnaround.
That's a fun little drive. Just pack up after the Friday show and just drive through the night.
Yeah. Action-packed weekend.
Yeah, big rented an RV.
Fancy. All right, living in style. Who gets the bed in the back?
I don't know. I think
top
I'm
going to have to fight whoever passes out first.
There you go.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Hopefully Runaways will let us park it, in the parking lot.
It'll be fine. Just park it at Jesse's house. It'll be great. He's a nice boy. He's cuddly. He's also got a mustache. You guys can bond over that.
Mm.
It'll be great. All right. I wouldn't be doing my civic duty if I didn't let you know what's going on in our fair scene and city this weekend. So I got a big list here, so I'm going to try to run through it. See if I can do it all in one breath. So Friday, March the 10th, you can go see Get It On, Ukrainian Benefit. That's happening at the Eastside Boxing Club. You can see Invasives. Yeah, I got confused there for a second. Indications, Invasives. Invasives, Daddy Issues, AK-747s, and Ostringer. That is a fundraiser to raise money for the Ukrainian war effort, because Russia is doing some fucked up shit right now, and war sucks. So help the people out there, because there's good people stuck in the middle of a bunch of bullshit. It's happening for two nights, but that is the Friday. You could also go down to the Rickshaw Theater and see WrestleCore's Battle World 23 for some high-flying, hard-hitting, fast... tagging wrestling action. If you like pro wrestling, if you like guys in shorts fake punching and then taking real big jumps off of high things and hurting themselves for real in a fake predetermined kind of way, go check it out. It's a fun time. I guarantee you will have a fun time at any WrestleCore event. Just search up WrestleCore on your social medias, get some tickets, and go out. It'll be a good time. That is your Friday. Saturday, March 11th, you can see night two of Get It On, the Ukrainian Benefit, at the Eastside Boxing Club, and it's a big bill on the Saturday. You can see Narnars, the Gung Hoes, Bad Beats, Rebels, Rebel Priest, Van Rays, Ophelia Falling, The Furniture, Danny Echo, No Fun, China Syndrome, and Barbarians. That is at the Eastside Boxing Club to raise money for Ukraine. That is going on at the Eastside Boxing Club. Also on Saturday, you can see Die Job, Pilsner, Kids on Fire out of Seattle, and Disorderlies at Green Auto. That is your Saturday. Sunday, March the 12th, you can see Pokey Lafarge at the Rickshaw Theater if you want to get your... Folky pokey stuff, yeah. On pokey's pretty fun stuff. So that is what's going on this weekend, but I'm not going to be here next week, so I gotta let you know what's going on next weekend as well. Starting off with Thursday, March the 16th, you can see Days and Days all the way from fucking Texas with Terminal City Rats, the Vancouver's very own. That's happening down at the Cambie. And then Friday and Saturday, doubleheader, March the 17th and 18th at the Rickshaw Theater, the Dreadnoughts, Vancouver's very own, our patron saints of cider, return to the Rickshaw Theater for their annual Punk Stravaganza with two fucking stacked bills. I don't even remember all the bands that are on there, but there's like Creepshow, there's Staggers and Jays, there's Days and Days, there's Balkan Schmalk and Terminal City Rats, and there's another band that I forget. It's crazy, it's good, it's I think completely sold out, but message Marco, he might be able to get you in. That is your Friday and Saturday. And then of course the Friday after that, March the 24th at the Cobalt, you can see Indications, Dead End Drivin', and Stutter, and get yourself in to see the brand new album live and in the flesh. It's going to be a good time. And then hop in the car, follow the RV, and go out to Runaways Lounge in Kelowna and watch the show all over again.
Absolutely. If you drive up from here to Kelowna, I'll buy your ticket.
There you go. You heard it. Ty doesn't lie, man. Ty doesn't lie. We're out of backing track, so what do you guys... Let's tick into more of this brand new album. What should we get in here? We're talking about... Tell me how Casey was named again. It's fine. You have to tell the whole story.
So James is notoriously bad for naming songs or waiting until the last minute for naming songs.
Did you just make him up last second?
I think he just likes to keep everything a little secret to himself.
Yeah.
So
he's just a private little poet.
Yeah.
So artsy.
So our old bass player Eric would bug him to name songs. So one day, James just wrote after Eric left, Eric is a cunt, on the whiteboard. And after staring at it for a little bit, we kind of went, well, why don't we just name the song Casey? It's the acronym backwards.
Lovely.
And it stuck. And it's been like 5 years of playing the song under that name. So
just remember, whenever you listen to Casey, just think to yourself, fucking Eric is a cunt.
I'm
Yes, you're tuned to CJSF 90.1 FM. You are listening to Rad Radio. I'm your host, Johnny Bones, and I've been hanging out here for, the last 50 minutes or so with Ty and Bri. Bri and Ty, the two best members, most important members of Indications.
No. We're going to get in trouble here, yeah. Johnny.
What's the singer's name again?
James.
Fuck James.
No. We haven't even mentioned Jared yet.
What does Jared play? Bass?
Mm-hmm. He's our new bass player.
Ooh. Is he a cunt like Eric?
No. He's
Eric,
a great dude.
I'd like to note the long pause that I had before he could say if the new bass player was a cunt or not.
Both Eric and Jared are straight bussin'.
Straight bussin', to quote Kyle Isfed.
How's that, Kurt?
Yeah. Yeah, Kurt. Kurt.
Getting yelled at.
Kurt thinks they're all bussin'.
Stream.
Straight bussin'. No, Eric's a good guy. You guys are still friends.
He's a great guy and a wonderful father to a 3-year-old.
Puppet Mouth. they play in Puppet Mouth now.
Yeah, Puppet Mouth.
Puppet Mouth.
Yeah,
no shit. Yeah, isn't fucking Kyle playing that band? Who was also in Peddler?
Yes.
Yeah. Is he still in that band?
No. They switched drummers a while ago.
I haven't seen Kyle in a long time. I should message that kid. I miss him. He's a good boy.
Get him to make you a shirt.
I make shirts.
don't make
in house. I won't. No. Unimpressed screen printing is very good. But if you need band merch, hit up Skeletone Printing. impeccable quality. Great pricing. we've been hanging out with the boys from Indications for the past 50 minutes or so. They have a brand new self-titled album that is available now on all your streaming platforms. Go pick it up, but I recommend going to Bandcamp and paying for it so that the boys can get some of the money back, because recording isn't cheap. Or if you really want to be a champion and patron of the arts, go to earlyonsetrecords.com and put your money in to get volume 2, and then you can get a sweet, snazzy copy of the vinyl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stay tuned.
It'll be good. It's coming. It'll be in your hands. Yes. I guarantee it. Well, boys, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with me for the past hour or so.
Thank you, Johnny.
Really cool. I'm really liking it.
Thank you. Yeah, we hope everybody likes it as much as we like it.
I mean, I hope they like it more. I don't know about you, but every album I've ever made, after I listened to it like twice, I'm like, I fucking hate this thing.
It's like our baby.
Yeah,
it's a love hate.
Send it out to the wild.
There you go. Let it grow. Let it be on its own.
Be free now.
I do have a question about a previous release, though. Not so much the songs, but this cover right here of Voyager to Visitor or Dash. I don't know what the name
Voyager
actually is.
Voyager Visitor.
The album cover of The Ghost in the Alleyway. I want to know where you got it, because it's probably my favorite album cover I've ever seen from a local band. I love it so very much, and I need to know who did it.
Damn.
Oh, man.
I can get you that information. James found the dude on Instagram.
Really?
I think paid $50.
It's fucking excellent, and I love it. I love it so very much. I want like a frame picture of it. I like it so much. The songs are pretty good too, but like the album cover is top notch.
It is available for print, I think.
No shit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk off it. It'll be great. Okay. Cool. One more time, you guys can go to the album release show. That is Friday, March the 24th. If you're here in Vancouver, it's at the Cobalt. Stutter, Dead End Drive-In, Indications. It's a whole early onset party, and then go out to Cologne the next night, Saturday the 25th, at Runaway Lounge, put on by our good friends at Anarchy Coffee Roasters. Go to their website too and get some coffee, because it's fucking delicious. I gotta buy some. The stuff I got from Walmart just isn't fucking cutting it. Jesse, I'm sorry, man, but I'll get some coffee, I swear. I'll come up, book a show, and I'll come play, and then I'll buy coffee. Deal. Or I'll get you guys to buy coffee and bring it back for me.
Bring back a pallet of coffee.
There we go. I like it all. All right, we got 5 minutes left, so I'm going to plug the show that's happening next week. Since I'm not going to be here, I'm going to be at this show, so you can go down to the Camby. You can see Days and Days all the way from Texas with Terminal City Rats. I check it out. It's going to be a good time. I think there's still some tickets available for that, because the show at the Rickshaw the next night, the 18th, for the Punk Stravaganza with the Dreadnoughts is completely sold out. So if you want to see Days and Days all the way from Texas, the Camby is your chance. I know it's a Thursday, but go down, check it out. It's going to be a good time. Anything else you guys want to say before we go off the air?
No.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you for having us and playing all these tunes.
You're very, very welcome.
Supporting all the other folks.
Yeah, this is great. It's great to hear local bands on the radio.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, too. Well, thanks for making music, guys. And thanks for making the scene happen. Because without bands, nothing happens. And I guess the promoters, too, and the venues and...
It's
a web, ecosystem.
Yeah. We're a whole thing. Yeah. Just friends. Here, this is Terminal City Rats. Go check them out Thursday at the Canby with Days and Days. We'll see y'all next week. That's the wrong thing. Turntable, go.
Tells me that goose-stepping morons like yourself should try reading books instead of burning them.
The point of existing is trying our best to forget.